We start this hour in Puerto Rico, where over a million residents are completely in the dark, and heavy rains are still falling as the remnants of Hurricane Fiona sweep over the island. The governor says the damage is catastrophic, and the power outages, flooding, and risk of mud and landslides will make the recovery there tough. The storm is moving northwest, brushing the Dominican Republic. NPR's Luis Trias joins us now from San Juan. Luis, we understand 30 inches of rain already fallen in some parts of Puerto Rico. What are you hearing and seeing? What's going on?
Yes. Hi, Robin. Hurricane Fiona has dumped a lot of water on Puerto Rico, maybe more than some people expected. And it's been especially felt in the interior mountainous center of the island and also along the southeastern coast, where there are reports of rivers overflowing and where many people remain in the dark and without running water.
Yeah. And we know that Hurricane Fiona hit almost exactly on the anniversary of Hurricane Maria, 2017, the horror of that Category 4 storm, 3,000 dead. We understand 3,000 homes in Puerto Rico still only have a blue tarp for a roof, a bridge the National Guard put in after 2017 was washed away by Hurricane Fiona. And Hurricane Maria completely destroyed Puerto Rico's power grid back in 2017. What is the state of the power grid now?
This is the story of a power outage foretold. Puerto Rico has been struggling with an ailing power grid ever since Hurricane Maria decimated the power grid here after 2017. And there's this new energy company, a private energy company, LUMA, took over for the previous public utility that used to run the electric grid. There have been several blackouts and power outages over the summer. Discontent is on the rise. And now we faced an island-wide blackout after this Category 1 hurricane. Power is gradually coming back on. I'm talking to you from a suburb in San Juan where power has been on since early this morning. But it's coming on much too slowly for many people in the island who still remain in the dark.
Yeah, we read about health centers running on generators that are failing. So a tough situation there. But what about the warning? Did people have time to evacuate if they could? I mean, perhaps to Miami, but, did they have time to get out?
The government is running several shelters here, and there are hundreds of people who have gone into government shelters. The storm was hard to track last week. It was a tropical depression until very late in the week, and then it strengthened quite rapidly over the weekend, and it became a Category 1 hurricane by Saturday. Most people expected some sort of hit for Puerto Rico, maybe not a direct hit. We did finally have the eye of the storm pass through the southwestern tip of the island. But yes, shelters are in operation, and people have been going there, but the rain has been the other big story here, and rivers overflowing may be part of the story that is taking some people by surprise.
Yeah, 30 inches. It's unimaginable. Luis, is there anything else you want to add?
I am based in Puerto Rico. Thankfully, power is coming back on. People like my elderly parents have their power back on, which is great. And in the case of my 96-year-old dad, just in time to see the funeral of the Queen of England. So there you go.
So some are watching in Puerto Rico. I bet that meant a lot to your elderly dad.
Well, he feels like he's living history, and it does take him away from a kind of a hard, trying time here in his home island.
Yes, it does. NPR's Luis Trias in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Luis, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.